Joining me here on set right now, I've got Eric Savix. He's the Vice President Director of Haywood Financial. Eric, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
A pleasure.
Great to have you with us. I think this is, now I know that you've been doing Pink Shirt Day, but I don't think I've had you down here on Pledge Day yet.
No, that's correct.
So great to have you with us. Thank you for that. And thank you for Haywood's support of Pink Shirt Day also.
Indeed.
Also, Angela Butler's here. She's with Focus Foundation. Angela, first of all, thank you for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
And who's with you?
This is one of our students. Her name's Haley.
Hi, Haley.
Hi.
I'm Mike. If you were listening at home, I'm better looking, so don't worry about it for a second. And tell me, what do you tell me what is Haley's participation with the Orphans Fund?
Well, our school helps students that don't fit in at regular schools or have dropped out for various reasons and fell behind. And so the money that comes from the Orphans Fund helps us to plan really exciting activities for students to get them re-engaged in school and actually want to be there.
That's terrific. And it's called the Focused Foundation.
Focused Foundation of BC.
Yeah. And how did you come to participate with the Orphans Fund?
Our Deb and Steph are marketing and fundraising, submit grants, and have relationships with people here.
Yeah, well, that's terrific. Now, you've got to tell me, Haley, what it's like.
Well, it's kind of more like a family, and we all help each other. And
yeah? Now, sorry, I should have asked you, how old are you?
I'm 15.
I thought you were 23. Okay. You girlfriend, you go girl. Yeah, you're 15, and any favorite thing you do at school?
I really just like going on like the outings that we go on and just being with people.
Yeah, well, you look how old I am, right? You know, and when I was at school, they used to chain me to a desk, so that's, you're having a lot more fun than I did, you know. So, no, that's great to have you with us. I appreciate you coming down. Eric, tell me a little bit about Haywood and its participation in the community. I mean, I obviously know Haywood Financial, of course, but, you know, as I say, this is your time here, but you do a lot of other things. Like, how did you get involved with Pink Shirt Day, for example?
Well, that's just the background that what we do is try to approach these things as a firm.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 280 people, Toronto, Calgary, and here. And so we actually ask the people in the office to make a choice of where they want their donations to go. Then there's a number of programs, whether it's bake sales or 50-50 draws or individual selections. If someone supports a group or supports a cause, we'll often match up for that.
Yeah.
It's a great way to get everybody engaged in it, and they're actually making choices. And that also leads them more often to be willing to participate.
I love that, by the way, and that's what I really encourage. We were talking earlier, you know, with the Chorus Network and Avison and Young, and I think the key is to get your staff involved, 280 people in your case across the country. I just think that adds to the zest of the positive kind of approach that it makes and the positive impact it has on the community. I love to hear that. I wasn't aware of that, so. That's great stuff.
That's the fun of it, and you get the young people out, and they're seeing where the money goes. They see what impact it has.
Yeah, and the great thing about the Orphans Fund is it's right down to the individual level. You know, Angela's here from Focus Foundation. How many kids involved in your program?
We have approximately 50 at the Langley location and 30 at the Burnaby location.
Okay, and how do the kids come to you?
They get referred either by social workers or counselors, or sometimes it's a self-referral or a friend.
Yes.
And it's basically anyone who is having trouble at school or is out of school can apply with us.
Yeah. And great stuff. I mean, I don't think we have to share with anyone how important that is to get reconnected in that academic way and doing it creatively that way. I'm such a big believer in that, by the way. You get me going on education, my goodness gracious, we could have everyone pass out within the next 10 minutes, you know, if I'm doing that. And speaking of passing out, we've got people here from the Rotary Club. They did not come down here to sit and look at our pretty faces. They came down to write up your donations, 604-222-9898, 604-222-9898. Or if you're listening on the web or you want to just go to the web to make it that way, cknworphansfund.com, and you can donate now. I just want to remind you that every $98 donation or more gets a Michael Bublé Christmas CD, which is terrific, a Michael Bublé Christmas CD. And I don't know about you, but I love Christmas music, and I've also had occasion to interact with Michael, who gets asked a million things in our community because, of course, he's known throughout the world. He's about to sell tickets December 5th for concerts in Singapore. I'm thinking of going. That's how popular that guy is. Now, we'd cross the world for him, but great to have his Michael Bublé CD. Also, the White Spot guys were here earlier. Everyone who donates will automatically get entered into a draw. There's not one winner. There's eight different winners. And my thanks, of course, to Capital Direct for sponsoring this segment of the show. And I'm with me on stage. If you've just turned on the radio, where have you been? First of all, I'll come to your house myself, but where have you been? Eric Savix is here. He's the Vice President Director of Haywood Financial. And again, your participation through Pink Shirt Day is another example, and I love the idea that you get all of your employees together. They say what kinds of things that they like, and I hope you bring back the messages of people like Haley and so many others that we help directly here.
We will do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's to me, though, that's part of being in your community, you know, and I think this is the best of the business community. I was saying a little bit earlier that people don't understand that businesses in this province donated $370 million last year. And I'm always concerned in the work I do. I think being anti-business is archaic. I mean, why don't, you know, if I wanted to go in a time machine, I'd wear platform shoes and bell bottoms and go back to Berkeley, you know, 40 years ago. But that's not. This is the modern era. And there's so many businesses, and we featured many since I've been on here today, you know, who've been such huge sponsors of community events like Haywood is. And I just think it's part of being in the community.
It's a vital part.
Yeah, 280 people across the country. And Anne-Marie, when you're talking about, Angela. So we had Anne-Marie on a minute ago. But you're prepared to change your name.
Okay.
Anything for the Orphans Fund. No, I'm just kidding. Angela, though, with Focus, again, I've got to congratulate you for the work you guys do.
Thank you.
It makes a phenomenal difference, and it comes through support like of the Orphans Fund.
Oh, yeah. And the Orphans Fund's amazing.
And Haley, let me just say you're the best thing that's happened. We had Jacob. He was great, too. You and Jacob, the best thing that's happened since I've been on here. And do you realize that just by you being here, you've lowered the average age by about 20 years? So I'll be going with the average age. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it very much. You're listening to Pledge Day here, so I've got to give you a couple more things before I hand off. Sean Leslie is ready to go. How do I know Sean's ready to go? He is the only host here in an elf costume, which is pretty impressive. People looking around for Sean. How could you miss him? He was under the Christmas tree a few minutes ago. He is out right now. But get on the phone lines right now. It's the lunch hour break, 604-222-9898.